It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello. Today, we're going to explain a map that you posted on social media, and the map represented all of our listeners all around the world.
Exactly. We were going to do something else today, but we thought that we would do this instead. It kind of goes along with the whole Thanksgiving that we have in Canada and the gratitude and how thankful we are for all our listeners and this map that I posted. And if you haven't seen it, it's on our Facebook page. I'll put it on Instagram too, because it's kind of cool to check it out. And so we're going to just explain it a little bit. The problem was you can't zoom in on it, unfortunately. I can zoom in onto my computer and sort of see all the details, and it's super cool, but I could only take like a screenshot of the whole world, so you can't see all the details. And so we just thought we'd explain a few things and some of the statistics that are included with that, and just share that with you, and obviously thank everyone.
Oh, well, yeah, like when we originally started this podcast, it was to help people with questions about nutrition, lifestyle, and health. And we've been having so much fun bantering over the mic to offer valuable content to everybody and to ourselves. It's fun to listen back to.
Oh, for sure.
And we love connecting with listeners, and especially enjoy having our guest experts on the podcast.
Totally.
To share their wisdom and with us and the listeners. You know, it's so amazing to hear all the stories and all the expertise and just the excellent nuggets of good information that people share. So today we wanted to describe this map, and I even had questions because Rob came up with it and he showed me, and I was like, what? What is that? Okay, so each dot actually represents a city. Is that right?
I'm just going to go backwards for a minute here, because when we first started our podcast, like, we live on the west coast of Vancouver Island. So we thought, you know, we'll get some people that are listening who are local, you know, friends, family, that sort of thing. And on our podcast provider, it tells us where people are. Obviously, that's how we get this information. So every week or so, I would look and say, oh, there's someone from Vancouver listening to us. And then the next week, I'd be like, oh, wow, there's someone from Florida listening to us. And then every week, there would be more and more places added to this list. And now the list is, I think, what did I say? There's like 55 countries.
52 countries, you said.
And then each country breaks down into the different cities. And there's like there's close to 400 cities.
There's 345 cities, not including cities in Canada.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, we know about the international, like outside of Canada. But so we know there's 345 cities where people are listening, and that's not including in Canada. And Canada has
lots of cities. Yeah. And they're not all igloos either. So yeah, for whatever reason, it doesn't break down Canada other than just the provinces. Well, I don't know. I've texted them about it and asked them, and they're like, oh, I don't know why that happens, but we're going to look into it. And anyway, so for now, we don't have the city information in for Canada. So there'd be a whole lot more dots on the map if it was cities. So we just have the provinces. So if you look at the map and you don't see your city on there, that is why.
Didn't you say at the very start that someone from Vancouver is listening?
That was just part of my story. It didn't actually say Vancouver. Like I was saying, every week there's more and more cities being listed on there. And we're just like, oh my God, there's someone in like Japan listening to us. And there's someone in Turkey listening to us. And it was so exciting having all these new places, because we just didn't think that My Wife the Dietitian was going to go like global. We thought, oh, we'll be this.
I did.
Oh, okay. Sandra knows.
Well, I put it out in the universe. What? I was like, you know what? Yeah. I mean, this is the internet and this is good information. I hope that it goes global. I hope there's people in all corners of the world listening, and thank goodness they are.
Yeah. I didn't think it wouldn't. I just didn't. It never crossed my mind that, you know, there'd be people like literally all over the world, like all continents of the world. There's people listening to this podcast, which is pretty amazing. So thank you. That's really cool that you guys are all out there and you're sharing this with us.
Oh, it's amazing that people are taking their time and listening and downloading the episodes. And, eager to listen to the next one. I know I listen to podcasts, so I know how it is. You're kind of like waiting for the next episode to come out and you want to listen to it. You download it before you get in the car so you don't need Wi-Fi. And, you know, it's a real honor that we are in your car with you or in your ear, however that is. Like if you're cleaning in the house or you're walking your dog or you're driving in the car, however you listen to your podcasts or on YouTube, you know, we really appreciate it. It's like, it's so amazing to think that people from 345 cities around the world and 52 countries, and it's more like 400 cities because that's not including the cities in Canada, which I think you said the majority of our listeners are in Canada.
Yeah, Canada's got the most listeners, and the United States isn't far behind. They're growing like steadily, which is impressive because that's a big country. And then it's just, you know, it's spread out around the rest of the world from there. So it's pretty amazing.
Pretty awesome. I'm feeling lots of gratitude here and Thanksgiving for Canadian Thanksgiving. Just that this is happening. And it's so cool to think of when we started November 2021, I think it was. So that was a year and a half, almost 2 years. We're going to come up to the anniversary soon.
I think that's when we got the idea. I think our first episode was the January after that, but we started playing around with ideas and
recording in the kitchen.
Yeah, just being silly and trying different things. And then we're like, yeah, this will work. And I remember my mom saying, aren't you going to run out of episodes?
Or topics.
Yeah. And I thought, I don't know. Sanders doesn't seem to think so, but I don't know, maybe.
No, it's the opposite. As you do an episode, another episode comes up. It's just
totally
like any
is.
Topic. You kind of like delve in and there's more and more and more when you get to know the topic. It's like when someone does their master's and then their PhD, like you're actually like getting more microscopic in the topic.
You're going further down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. And there's so much like nutrition, health, wellness. I mean, it's like endless. It's just like the topics, there's so much because it's food. It's all food. It's all nutrition. Like it's just, there's never an end.
And it's, constantly changing to different ideas. And so we'll be here for a while. That's the moral of the story. We're not going to run out of ideas.
We're having fun, so that helps. If you're not having fun, it's probably not as, sustainable and the longevity's not there, but we have fun with this.
Exactly. So one more thing about the map, then we got a few other things we're going to chat about too, but it is changing. Well, I mean, the map isn't changing. The cities being added to the list of listeners is changing, regularly. So what we'll do is we will, I'll post another version of the map, in 3 months from now or something with like an updated version once there's enough changes to it. But we just wanted to show you that it is all over the world. And the idea is that there's listeners everywhere and you guys are part of that. So,
and I think some listeners are looking at that map and trying to find themselves. Like, you know how when you go on a trip and you have a map on the wall and you pin like all the places that you've been and that you want to go, or you have different color pins for the places you've been and the places you want to go. And I think with this map, it's like, hey, my city's not represented here. What's going on?
I have an idea.
Okay, what?
Go to our Facebook page. One of our listeners did this. She's like, listening in Mexico. And someone else said, I'm in Perth. I'm listening in Perth. So go to our Facebook page, find the map and just say, hey, I'm in Pakistan listening, or I'm in New York City or wherever. Just give us a shout out from where you are and let's see how many people we can get on there and where everyone's from. It'd be kind of neat to see that.
That's true. I love that. Yeah.
And if you're not on the map, we'll add you.
Yeah. If you have Facebook. If you don't, there's other places like YouTube or Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll try to put it on YouTube. I guess it could just be a photograph. I'll sing,
it'll be this
sing in the background. Yeah. Oh, it'll be, right. Hello.
It's all good. That's why we got two brains. It helps.
That is
true. Four, the right, left, right, left.
Right, exactly.
Four lobes here.
Perfect. All right. So we wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll do this quick. We did get a listener question about different cookware. And so we'll talk all about healthy cookware. And we have 9 choices on the healthy cookware, and that'll be in Nutrition Nuggets next week.
That was going to be today.
Yes.
But we bumped that till next week.
Yeah. And then we do have some awesome guests coming up in the future here. We have a really cool story with their history and chef for the elderly, John, and that's coming up for next week. And then we have Doug Cook, dietitian, who will talk all about diet and mental health, and Lisa Andrews and women's health, women's heart health. And then Shauna Melbourne with eating disorders. That's her specialty. So she'll talk about that. And then we also have Dr. Wesley McWhorter, who's a dietitian, and he is a dietitian for culinary health for doctors.
He's also a doctor, right?
Dr. Wesley.
Yeah. Like he's a dietitian, a doctor, and he used to be a chef, or he still is a chef.
Yes. Yes. And that's kind of what he does. He helps healthcare providers, like culinary expertise to help with health. And he's a kiteboarder too.
Yeah.
There's apparently waves in Alabama, which is so cool to hear.
Who knew? Yeah, there you go.
That's great. Yeah. Anyways, we're so excited to have our guests come on, and we love having guests because it's so fun to connect with people and then just, you know, have that conversation. And it's just, it's such value. And like, I feel so honored that we get to connect with all these people all around the world. And then our listeners, we love when you send us questions. We love when there's comments and also reviews, and, you know, 5-star rating is helpful too. And yeah, we just love it. This is a fun, fun thing to do.
Absolutely. You know who I'm looking forward to chatting to is John. Mm-hmm. I think we're interviewing him tomorrow, when it will be out on Monday.
Yeah.
And John, I think we've mentioned this in one of our other podcasts about this interview, but he was a chef for all sorts of famous, like, big rock bands.
Yeah. Twisted Sister. Yeah, 150 different rock bands. Yeah. Like, just amazing stories. Like, every time I talk to him, he tells me another story. And so he said, I can't wait for our interview. I saw him the other day, and he said, well, I hope you don't mind. I might keep talking and talking. I'm like, that's great. I love your stories. Yeah. That's awesome.
I spent years playing in a band when I was younger. And so I'm sort of familiar with the scene, and I'm really curious to hear his stories, because I bet they're going to be pretty fun. Yeah. Well, how could they not be? You know, I mean, traveling with a band, like a big name band on a tour bus, and that whole scene, you know, like, he's going to have some good stories.
Like B.B. King and Pat Benatar, Tom Cochran, Tom Petty. Like, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh. Backstage pass. But although he's actually cooking for them, like, he's feeding these people. Yeah. So they have the stamina for the concert and for the performance. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah. Talking to him, I met him about 2 years ago. And it's amazing to hear his stories and his experience.
He'll be a lot of fun to talk to. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait for that. Awesome. Well, check out the social media. I'll throw this map up on Instagram. Like I said, it's already on our Facebook page, so you can go there and see it. It's My Wife the Dietitian on Facebook. It's also My Wife the Dietitian on Instagram. And YouTube, I will somehow figure out how to put it on there. And we should put it on the website too.
Yes.
That probably won't be instant. That takes a little bit longer to do that, but it will be on the website eventually as well, so you can check it out there. Like Sandra said, give us a like or a 5-star review or a rating or a thumbs up or however it works for wherever you're listening and participating with us. That's always helpful.
And remember, the map is a point in time, and it's going to keep growing, like the pins are added.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you have questions, you have ideas, you have comments, you just want to say, hey, how's it going? Feel free to comment or drop us a line anywhere on any of our social media, or you can contact us directly through our email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And the website is mywifethedietitian.com. So you can check everything out there. All right. All right.
Sounds good, Rob. It's been a pleasure. Oh, thanks.
It's always a pleasure, Sandra. Always. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good week.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.